You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. The guys are here minus one. Jersey Stand Up is out on assignment. Well, we've got the Ace of Spades, Blades. We got Ricardo, a.k.a. the reason why your girl is by his house on every football Sunday. And you got me, Buddy. What's going on, yo?
What's happening, y'all?
You know something? SiriusXM, there's Lord Sear has a show today, and I was listening to it. And they use your line. They were like, this is the DJ who has your, you want to know where your girl is today.
And the DJ everybody's had, a biter.
Man, you've been doing that for years. You've been saying that. Well,
since 2019. Podcast, right? So yeah, it's 2018.
You were using that, a.k.a. like, with,
from, the reason your girl disappears right on football Sundays.
Yeah, they were Ricardo, and I think other people want to know. So they only got to worry about their girl on football season, so baseball and basketball season. She's pretty cool.
Oh, well, yeah, because you know I rotate them out. So specifically, their girl is during football season. I got to one during baseball season, one during basketball. So yeah,
the reason why your girl.
Well, you can tell that football's not his number one sport.
Reason why your girls call me Splash.
Right. Y'all keep neglecting y'all women during football season.
Yeah, Lord, Lord Sir,
pick up the pieces.
They had a radio drop today, and they had that, and I started laughing.
Never heard of them, whoever that DJ, Lord.
Lord Sir?
Never heard of him.
Oh, my God, he's famous. He used to be in an all-light show with Rude Jude. Him and Rude Jude were partners, and then they broke up.
But I don't even know who that is. I have no idea at all.
Lord Sears was from the beginning of hip hop. He's big time.
No, I never heard of him.
I can't remember what group he was with. He was a DJ for all these different groups.
Okay.
Well, glad he's still doing his thug dizzle.
Right. And let's get into our dizzle on the sports shizzle. Sports shizzle. So, of course, man, shout out to Dodge Radio. Appreciate y'all listening to us on Dodge Radio. And if y'all listening to us on through your smart device or on a podcast app, we appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Before we start, we should gotta vote for the Tribe Called Quest. They're up for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
Hope they get in. Love me some Tribe.
Yeah, they main song was Scenario.
I think Benita Applebaum might have been
Electric Relaxation.
Yeah, they got a few songs, so
they got a lot.
Yeah,
now I just want to see what's wrong with that marquee. Which one was the marquee?
I'm actually shocked that you know about Scenario. That's like a East Coast thing.
We played that Versus a lot, so you probably know it from there too.
Did it win?
Did it win? You said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't remember.
I think it did win when me and you had one. Yeah. But they didn't play that against me in the Ludacris Busta one. They didn't play Scenario against me.
Okay.
But you did though.
Yeah, I played it in the one we did.
When I had Busta. Yeah. But you know, I guess like Ricardo was shocked that you know my brother Nas was his second favorite rapper of all time. So you know.
Nas is your second famous rapper?
His brother's second favorite. Yeah. Nas ain't even in his top 10. Anybody top 10?
Probably not. It's Lil Wayne, Eminem 1, Probably Kanye West will probably come in third. Drake, then 50 Cent is my top five.
Who was your number two?
Eminem.
One and two is Eminem or Wayne. Anybody flip Wayne or Eminem? Eminem or Wayne? Maybe it's a model. They're the best young ever people. For me. They're the best ever for me. But let's get into it.
No Jay-Z? No Jay-Z?
No, not in the top five. Not for me. And now, if you ask me what's top five by, you know, who I think if I say who I think the top five is, who I think other people think top five is, I would have, like, Jay-Z probably be everybody else number one. But we had a miniature debate about that. Somebody disagreed. A couple people disagreed with me on Clubhouse, like, Jay not number one. But I would say Jay-Z number one. And then they'll be a little different. Probably be Jay-Z, Drake, Kanye West, Lil Wayne. It probably wouldn't be Eminem. Drake? Probably wouldn't be 50 Cent.
What about Biggie and Tupac?
What about them?
They're not up there?
No, they're not in my top five. No.
Wow. They're not in my top five either.
Well, my top five is different because I was there from the beginning. So I like Slick Rick.
Yeah, and it probably skew you because you look at the beginning as the best. So, you know.
Basically, whenever you were in high school is who you like or in your early 20s. I mean, that's for everybody, though. Like,
right.
You know, right. Whoever was big homie, in your teenage years. And
top five is LL Cool J, you know, and Biggie. So,
yeah. This depends on when you was born, really.
Right. And kind of whatever gravitates you and pulls you.
I have 50 in my top five. I like, but I like 50 when I like mixtape 50. But anyways, we should get into sports.
Right. Well, everybody.
Anyway, everyone, go vote for Tribe Called Quest at vote.rockhall.com.
Vote.rockhall.com. Okay, cool. I'm gonna do that.
And everybody got their daily dose of music in. Now we're about to get to the sports. Unfortunately, we got some rest in peace we have to get into as well. So, you know, I always got to start off with that. Golden Richards, a Cowboys receiver, won a Super Bowl, had a big time play in a Super Bowl win. He died at 73 years old.
Rest in peace
to him and his family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rest in peace. I remember that game.
You remember that gadget play, Ryan?
Yeah, I remember it was a gadget play. I remember that game. Because my dad was back then a big Dallas Cowboy fan. Huge.
Right, man. So
he liked Tony Dorsett.
Yeah, Tony Dorsett was pretty nice. We had three Wyoming swimmers died in a car crash in Colorado. It was five actually members in the car. They slipped off this particular road. Two of them flew out the car. It was two survivors. They were wind up survivor. It was the driver and somebody in the front seat. And I think all three at the back. No, so the driver and somebody in the back seat. But two of the people in the back seat and one person in the front seat, they died. Like two of them body got threw out the car. They didn't.
No seatbelt.
They had a seatbelt or not, yeah. But it kind of looks that way. And the crazy part is 15 people have died on this particular road over the past several years, like right around the same spot in Colorado. So it's pretty crazy.
Well, actually, it was 15 athletes, right?
15 athletes, yep. You're right, 15 athletes. You're right.
That's crazy.
I think more people died on that area.
Maybe they shouldn't take that road anymore, man. Like, or they need to close that stretch and figure something out.
Right. They probably
need to put a stop sign or something.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
These particular set of people was from Wyoming, so of course they were going to the swim meet against University of Colorado. But
yeah, they need to find out a way to slow down cars before they take that stretch.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of what hills and peaks and valleys and stuff, so it might be something about that particular part of that highway that's dangerous as hell, you know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to those and the family and those affected, because I'm more than sure the two survivors, it's probably a horrific scene, seeing your friends and teammates body mangled and dead around you. That's something you might need to get a, you know, a mental wellness checkup or something like that, therapist to deal with, because that could be pretty crazy for 18, 19, 21 year olds. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Also, the son of Blue Jays pitcher Eric Swanson is recovering after hit by a car. Eric Swanson was at practice with the Blue Jays, and he got a call, left immediately. His son was in ICU. He just got out of ICU the other day, and he's on his way to recovery.
You know, speedy recovery to him. I hope there's no long-lasting effects.
Yeah, 4 years old. His son was four.
He was four? Four. Mm. Oh, man, that's sad.
Mm. Yeah, but he's not dead, though, so it's still some hope. We'll be getting, you know, come Gary, everything back, all faculties working, and he can live a good life, you know, like a child's supposed to have it on the way to adulthood. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm. All right, man, so let's talk about players getting paid. In this case, a coach getting paid, who is now the highest paid coach in the NBA. It was Monty Williams for the Pistons. He was the highest paid coach. Walking out on press conference because he was like, the foul on his team shouldn't have been there and the Knicks shouldn't have had a chance to win the game. Referees came out and said that was true. So...
Well,
just like this,
maybe they need instant replay or something.
They do have instant replay.
So how come they didn't use it? That's weird.
Don't really know how that works.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know if I couldn't tell you. Really couldn't.
Yeah,
if they use instant replay to turn
check the time and see if somebody got released
for certain fouls, like technicals to flagrants to, you know, common fouls. Like, I've seen them do that a million times, so I couldn't tell you.
Right. And then the same thing they said with the Knicks, it shouldn't have been a foul, but they're not going to replay the game.
Which is so stupid to me. So I'm like, so the referee says it was a foul. I mean, it wasn't a foul, but they still won't replay the game. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. I'm like, so what's the criteria for continuing a game? Alexa, shut up. The hell? Sorry, go ahead.
Right. Well, I just got the notification. Internet will be back on at 8:21. So, so back to players or coaches getting paid. Let's talk about the highest paid coach in the NBA, Steve Kerr. He have a 2-year $35 million contract. He's the highest paid at $17.5 million a year.
That's what's up.
That's good. Get paid.
Man.
Now we'd rather go to MLB. Baseball player got paid. Cody, former MVP Bellinger, have a 3-year $80 million deal with the Cubbies.
That's what's up.
I think this might have been the best spot for him. Like, I heard he had did little things different. Had one of his best seasons he had in quite a spell with the Cubs. So, but yeah. it's a year by year breakdown of his contract. Like, he can opt in every year by year. They can opt out. It's pretty specific. Mm-hmm. But I think this might be the best place for him. I might draft him now. Maybe.
You got it, big dog. Mm-hmm. Maybe category league.
Yeah, maybe so.
But I don't know if I'd pick him up enough.
He's going around a fourth, fifth round. So,
Yeah,
I picked him out of free agency in the points league last year. I picked him up out of free agency, and you know he was pretty cool. Like for a free agency pickup, he did pretty nice
stuff. What position is
he? He's an outfielder, first baseman. He still got first. Yeah. I think he still got the first baseman eligibility. So.
I just don't really care for that. Not even him. So I got to look at that Cubs lineup. Who's hitting around him?
Not that,
if he's the best hitter in their lineup, I don't know, bro.
At shortstop, and,
yeah.
I know. Nico Hoerner at second base.
Not really.
C.I. Suzuki.
Not really doing it for me, man. The lineup sounds a little weak sauce.
Maybe so, my brother. Mm-mm. Maybe so. Especially for a fifth or fourth round price.
Yeah.
A desperate time sometimes costs a desperate
situation. Like I said, category league. Yeah, points league, I think I could find better at, in the fourth or fifth round. So,
right. Mm-hmm. So we about to go to the NFL, and the NFL salary cap taking a $30 million boost. It's going to be $255 million this year. Okay. Feeling good about that for the Vikes and the Giants? Feeling good about Giants talking about they can keep Barkley now. You think they will?
No. I don't think so.
Okay, but we'll speak a little more about that. Just peeking in that. Vikings might pay Kirk Cousins that fully guaranteed, even though they came and said they don't want to pay Kirk Cousins a fully guaranteed contract anymore. It's a new front office, a new brand. So.
Well, he said he doesn't want a lot of money because he's made a lot of money, which is true. He made enough money. He said he just wants to win.
Yeah, okay. If that's the case, then he'll probably leave. I'm not trying to crap on Minnesota. I'm just saying, like, if there's a ready-made team he thinks, you know, a player away, I don't know what that team would be necessarily.
Right. Well, the other team that wants him, I think, would be the Falcons.
But I don't think the Falcons are a win-now team either. Yeah, so.
And plus, there's been a bunch of hype with the Falcons over the last couple of days about trading for Justin Fields. Like, the hype train is taking off. Full
big time. Yeah, I know. Big time.
I guess.
So, like,
I think the Falcons might regret that one.
You think potentially. So?
Man? Yeah.
Potentially. No. I like Justin Fields.
I like him too. It's not about like or dislike necessarily. I just feel that.
It's about fit and growth.
If I could have a player for two seasons. Because I just don't think they're even just one good quarterback away. Like, I feel like they have some
they're going to have to sign the big contract or make a decision in the next 2 years.
And they're going to have to give up some stuff for Justin Fields. I'm sorry, like, at least a second.
I mean, at the least, you're right. Yeah. You're right, at the least. Because the Bears might want a first from them.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Okay. Well, it's either that or, what are they saying, Russell Wilson? To go there, Falcons or Russell Wilson.
But again, you don't got to trade anything for Kirk Cousins. Like, why? And Russell Wilson isn't. I don't think Russell Wilson is better than Kirk Cousins right now.
Nope, I don't think so either.
I don't think so either,
Kirk Cousins. I don't think Russell Wilson is better than Kirk Cousins either. But you know, I was talking with a couple of people. I was like, Wilson. You know, I think he had like a 23-5 or 23-7 ratio intercept touchdown. But he's nowhere near that dude he was in his days with Seahawks.
And I just think he disappears too much.
He does.
He'll have a 3-week, 4-week stretch where he just doesn't do anything. Like,
The rumor is that the Raiders want him. He wants to go to the Falcons because he wants to go to Atlanta. I guess is Sierra from Atlanta?
She's from Georgia. Well, yeah, she's from I don't Georgia, know what part of it, Georgia, but I know she's. From
no, I
Georgia.
Think she's. Was she born in Dallas and raised in Georgia? I know she was raised in Georgia.
Yeah.
I
may be having that confused with somebody else.
You know.
Right.
It's close enough.
Close enough, right. So we'll see. Blaze, how you feel about T. Higgins getting that franchise tag, 21-point-something million a year? He's not going to hit the free agent market.
That's a lot of money.
That's the receivers. Average tag for receivers now.
I know. That's a lot of money, boy. I wonder what they're going to... I wonder what the Vikings are going to give JJ, Justin Jefferson. I wonder how much they're going to give him.
He's going to get a 35, close to $40 million contract.
You think it's going to go up that high?
No, not the franchise tag. Yes, no type of deal they're going to give him.
No, that's what I mean. I say you think it's going to go up that high because...
Who's the highest paid receiver right now?
I believe Tyreek Hill, 30, somewhere around.
I don't think he's going to hit $40 million. I think it's going to be the low 30s, 33. It's going to be higher than Tyreek Hill, but not $40 million.
Not 40.
You don't think it's 35 to 40? I think it'll be fall between 35.
I think 35 is the maximum.
Because he's not up this year. He's up next year, right?
Yep. But I don't think they're going to go $9 million over the current highest contract.
That probably won't be the current. Like, we still got a whole lot to see. So.
No, but what top wide receiver is going to be a free agent between now and next year?
Well, what's his name? The Cowboys got to pay
You got to pay Lamb, too. Right?
Oh, yeah,
and okay. It's not about them hitting the free agent market. It's about stopping them from hitting the free agent market.
Yeah, and they don't want them to get out
the
there.
Salary cap, as the salary cap go up, you know, prices go up. That's why the highest paid quarterback is now at $57 million a year, which is Joe Burrow, where they talk about Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I just don't think it's going to take – I just don't think it's going to be a $9 million jump. That's a lot for that position.
I can't believe that receivers are getting $40 million.
You know, I'm saying between – 35 okay. Or
yeah,
so,
like I said, to me, $35 million would be the highest. Like I can't imagine them going over that.
This is getting crazy. These guys are getting paid.
It's not crazy when the salary cap keeps going
hey,
up.
Put it like this: if he's market. Getting, if they're getting $30 million, how much is the owner making then? Because he's sure as hell not giving them more money than they're making. So
he's making billions. He's making the B. He's not making the
right.
B.
Yeah, so that's why I don't even care. I'm like, look, man, none of
no, I'm just for I'm just shocked.
Guys. Yeah.
I'm just shocked at the amount of money these guys are getting.
Because I remember the top paid quarterback that's 15 years ago was about $30 million. So.
Well, actually, in 2012, it was 20 when Flacco had got the 20-year deal than Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Right. So now it's up from.
Yeah, because I remember Eli last contract was making like $31 million a year. His
right,
last
it's from
contract.
2012, and now coming up the 2023 season.
12 years.
Joe Burrow, the highest paid. Like,
yeah, remember when Flacco got paid? Everyone was freaking out when Flacco got paid.
Yeah, because it was a 5-year, $100 million contract and $20 million a year. And everybody was like, man, that's crazy. Breeze had wound up getting around 20. Now I remember Brady took a pay cut. That's there like $18 million around that time.
Yeah,
and they was like, "Do what Brady do?" But every player is not Brady. Every player doesn't feel that way. Some people want to capitalize off of the capitalism, and it's fair. You know what I'm saying? It's fair to do that. But just think about it, Cardo. In 2012, we talking about 10 years later, and now the top quarterback is at 57 a year. Where like Lamar was at 56, Eagles quarterback 55. You know. Dak was coming off his 42, potentially might get 59 or 60 now. So
I wonder what they're going to give.
I can see a jump between. I can say I can see between 35 and 40. I mean, it might not touch 40. You may be 100% correct, but if they touch 37, would I be surprised? Nah.
I remember when Tariq Hill got his 31. Everyone was freaking out.
That's 2 years ago.
Yeah, right, and then like, Chase gonna have to get paid soon. Like they got some big time receivers coming out to get paid soon. Cotto, Chase gonna have to get paid soon. I know I think they got rights to Amon-Ra for what, 1 or 2 more years, because he was he wasn't the first round pick, so ain't no 5th year option. So he gonna have to get paid soon. We gonna see. Market drives everything.
That's true.
So we'll see, my man. But I was wondering if Higgins will go somewhere and be a number one. I know Jersey be like, Higgins let him down so much, be the number two receiver. You feel the same way, huh, Cotto? Like, as far as his production?
I think a lot of his success is based on the people around him. I guess you could say that about any football player, to be honest with you. But I just don't feel like he's a number... Maybe, you know, he's a number one. That's depending on, the Giants,
the right
be the number
team,
one.
Right.
Yeah,
number one
so it just
Giants,
depends on.
And we might see a better him, like, you know.
Or worse him, being double covered all the time and stuff like that. So.
True. But I don't know. I guess I look at the, because it seemed like when Chase was hurt, it seemed like he had, like, some really nice games when Chase hurt. And then when Chase back. Mm-hmm. Chase get the love, and he can just get 60 yards a game or 40 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Well, right. we won't see now because he's locked up. So.
Right.
Well, next year they're gonna have to pay him or
unless they trade him.
I hate the franchise tag so much.
I hate it too.
I can't stand that.
That's crazy.
You know, they signed the paperwork. That's their union that gave it to them. So,
right.
I mean,
if they like it, you love it, huh?
Yep. Thank
you. All right. Let's get to this player that's up on the trading block. Khalil Mack is up on a trading block, and he had 17 sacks last year with the Chargers. Would you want
him? How much did they pay him last time?
I don't remember his pay.
Was that that big contract that he got signed to after he got traded the first time from the Bears?
To the Raiders, I don't know what contract he's on right now, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he might still be on that contract.
Right, yeah.
They're coming off that contract, or it's about to end or something like that.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And the Raiders, they just gave a bot for Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's with the Chargers now, so we'll see. But would y'all want any one of y'all teams to get Khalil Mack?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, I don't know why I'd give up for him necessarily, but the Giants pass rush, I mean, they're definitely bottom of the league in pass rush the last 2-3 seasons. So, well, even maybe even longer than that. We haven't had a, I think the last double digit, the last player we had with double digit sacks was, I've got that dude named Marcus Gold or something
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah, the outside linebacker.
Yeah, and he had 10 sacks and we let him go.
Yeah, 10 sacks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago now.
Leonard Williams never got to 10 sacks?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, what's his name? Williams? Who was that D-tackle y'all traded away to?
You got it.
Leonard. To Seattle. Oh, that was Seattle or
the Jets? The we got him from the Jets.
Okay, okay, y'all traded him to Seattle. Okay.
Did we? When?
Middle of last season.
I didn't even remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I tuned out early last year.
I would look at him out of phone, but you know. He said you checked out early last year?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Hey, can't get mad at that, my brother. What I want the Cowboys to trade from, we have D-Lot. D-Lot to move, run stop, and we have... So I would say no, even though you can't have too many pass rushes, but I'm saying no because I think the price would be high. But if Jerry Jones say he's all in, money ain't a thing. He's willing to go over to meet the salary cap and cap penalties. So,
yeah, because coming off 17 sacks, they're going to, although he's, I think Khalil Mack's about 33, 34 years old now. I mean, you know,
you can't go wrong with pass rushes. Yep. But 17 was a lot. I even know he had more than a defensive player of the year.
Who was the defensive player of the year?
Miles Garrett.
How many sacks he had? Do you know?
On top of 16.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, I don't know about tackles for loss and other things like that, but and then quarterback pressures.
Miles Garrett, he started off crazy in his last 5 games. I think he only had 1 sack. I was surprised he won it. So, let's play this little game of what will these players land? So we had a little sneak peek into your little thought process of do you think Barkley will go back to the Giants? That's the first name on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Ricardo, let me know where you think Saquon Barkley might go in this free agency since these running backs I'm about to name are not tagged and they're hitting the market.
Mm-hmm.
So what you think? Think Barkley coming back home?
I have no idea. Because like you just said, if the salary cap is going up $30 million, that means there's a lot more people in the pool now, in the market. That doesn't mean that necessarily he's going to get paid more. It's that means that more teams are willing to pay for him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I have no idea what they're going to do with Saquon Barkley. I would like him to return just because he's still our best offensive player. Like, by far. So if you're letting your best offensive player go, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have any receivers of note. I don't see any quarterback, any running back on our depth chart that could replace or come close to replacing the production. I don't know, man. I have no idea what they're going to do. No idea. I would like him to stay, but the price would have to be right.
Okay. What about you, Blaze? You got any teams that might pop up in your head?
I don't. This morning on Guru, they were talking about they're saying there's rumors that Philly might want him, but I don't know why Philly want him. Well, they have a lot of running backs over there.
He'd be the best of all of them, though. Yeah. So he stepped in the room.
And I don't think the Giants would want to give someone in their own division.
See, I don't think they would care. I mean, if they have made up their mind that they're not going to re-sign him, you know, I don't think they'd step in just because Philadelphia wants to sign him. I don't think they'd bother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a good way to construct a team, like to pay somebody millions and millions of dollars just because your competitor might get them, but especially in a league with a cap, you know. But
well, I feel bad about these running backs. These guys are, man, they're just treating them like dimes, dime a dozen.
Yeah, which they are, right? I was talking with somebody this week, and I was like, bro, running backs really fall off, bro. He was like, name some. I was like, Doug Martin. He had a 2-3 year stretch, then it was over. Ty Gurley was done at 26.
Man, Sean Alexander, we can name millions. We can name, like, bro,
running backs. Running backs name that longevity, like Peterson, Frank Gore,
or Danian Tomlinson. That's not the norm.
That's not the norm.
Not at all.
Shady.
McCoy.
LeSean McCoy.
29, McCoy. And then all of a sudden he was gone, and he was irrelevant with the Chiefs.
Man, Priest Holmes, let's go on.
Priest Holmes was gone really fast. Larry Johnson,
come on, Larry man. Johnson. Like,
it's tough. And I was trying to think of running backs more recently. Like, you don't like Deontay Freeman with the Falcons. Mm-hmm. He had two really great years. He was around a little longer.
And then he's the backup for the Giants.
Right, he wasn't putting up prolific numbers. He was a backup with the Ravens. Like, he had a runner contributing, but I'm talking about being that prolific runner. Like, the running backs don't last long, bro. That's why when I made that
Le'Veon Bell
with he fell off so fast after that year with the he got traded and he wanted that franchise tag and set out that year. Melvin Gordon fell off pretty fast.
Yeah, both of those guys should have never done that. They should have played.
That's why I was always with the don't sign Elliott thing. These running backs fall off too fast now, bro. Like, it's over pretty quick. And that's why I'm really nervous about the next person we're going to talk about. But let me say, for me, for Barkley, I'm not saying a Cowboy should be in, but if he's trying to go all in, we do need a prolific running back. And I would go ahead and...
Now, that would hurt my soul if he went to the Cowboys. I ain't going to lie. I might want them to like, the Eagles don't really bother me as much as the Cowboys for whatever reason. Same division, I know, but different lines. It feels so different.
And also, the Baltimore Ravens said they're in the running back market, too. And
yeah, they're looking for a running back.
Barkley and some of these other people we may talk about may be on their list. But let me see. I see the Cowboys, Ravens may be up for grabs. We'll see if the Giants tell them the truth about they have enough money, because they were surprised the cap went up. So we'll see if they'll sign them back. Yeah, so we'll see. But I think it will be a market for Barkley. How much he would get, I don't know. But...
And they're probably going to ask some people. But I'll tell you what, man. If you're telling gun to my head, we have one person resigned, Xavier McKinney or Barkley, I'm probably going to go for Xavier McKinney. But
Right. Longevity, plus y'all not in the hunt for a Super Bowl right now. Y'all
building,
and McKinney is the young. Is a young building.
Yeah, I think he's 25 or 24. Right. I think he's 24 or 25.
They got to make the playoffs.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They haven't made the playoffs the previous season. You know, it's not out the realm of possibility.
But it's not in the run for a Super Bowl. And if people are looking at Barkley as that piece, you know,
unless by the time they're paying for contenders,
playoffs, I guess. You know. But yeah, Barkley might not even be useful anymore by the time they become a contender. So, you know.
Don't smirk at my team. That's not nice. Look, man, it's football. Those 2 years they won a playoff game, man.
You know what I always say? Cowboys win the Super Bowl before the Giants.
Yeah, okay. Snort that cocaine like you're doing. That's right.
Call me the Cowboys in the 90s, bro, trying to bring it back to the glory days.
You mean from the 70s, 80s, and 90s? I've been
trying to go back to the glory days, baby.
When they had the White House?
That was in the 90s, man.
That started in the 70s.
The 90s made it famous. Shout out to Mike Irv.
Mike Irv.
So the next running back we're talking about, we have Derrick Henry. How y'all feel about Derrick Henry?
He's supposed to be going to the Ravens. The Ravens want him, I think.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Sorry. I'd rather Barkley than Derrick Henry. And the only reason I say that is because That's a lot of tread on them tires, boy.
Both of them have a lot of tread on their tires.
Nah, but Henry got different
tread. Henry got Barkley. Way more carries than Barkley.
Way more carries than Barkley. Henry 30 years
and
old.
Henry
now.
Don't catch like that. Like at least Barkley
Henry 30.
Can...
I believe Barkley 27, huh? 26.
He came out in 2018, so that's 6 years. He's like 27 or 28. Yeah.
Okay, because I would like to know how Barkley. I know for sure Henry is 30, so
I believe he's 28. If he was drafted in 2018, so that's 6 years.
Okay.
So he's either 27 or 20. Because I mean, he didn't come out at 23. You know, he had to be 21 or 22 when he came out.
Right. So we'll see. But yeah, Barkley. I mean, Henry. I'm just scared of that 30-year-old and that cliff, man. Like I know a lot of Cowboys fans want the Cowboys to get him, and if we get him. I would like to sign one of these other running backs we want to talk about on the list. And it's not the next one I'm about to bring up. Austin Eckler is a free agent. So how y'all feel about Austin Eckler? He got some left in the tank? Cause he looked totally lost to me.
I think he's washed.
But I don't know if it was the ankle injury because he came back really fast from that high ankle sprain. So, you know, I don't really know. But
no, I think he's done. I think he's done.
Forking him?
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Carl? How you feel about Austin?
I have no idea. I mean, just 2 years ago, we were saying he's the second or third best running back in football. So, but it happened that fast, man. Like, you know.
Can you ask the A word how old he is? How old Austin Eckler is?
Alexa, how old is Austin Eckler?
Let's see, people.
28.
Okay. I don't know. I think Barkley might be 26 now. If he's 28.
Alexa, how old is Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley is 27 years old.
27. Oh, he just made 27.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So he came out at 21.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah, we'll see, man. He might. I'm really interested.
See, I think Barkley got another 2 years at least where he can play at a high level.
Right.
Injuries aside, but
just I feel like I don't really know about Eckler. Is it the ankle?
Yep.
I don't know.
So, maybe last season was just a bad year. I don't know.
Might be a bad year, right? Might be a bad year.
But he was hurt the year before that too. I seem to recall. I remember him missing some
missed
games.
I think he missed one game, but he had a bonkers year like, in 2000.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, no, he had,
oh, okay.
He had a lot of touchdowns.
Yeah, he had 21 to 19 touchdowns that year. Yeah, that's the reason I went after him again this year, foolishly. Now, this is the person I want to call. If we get Henry or we get maybe the fifth running back on the list.
Please, God, don't get Saquon.
If we get Saquon, I don't want this guy. But if we get Henry, I want this guy right here. Tony Pollard. What y'all guys think? Tony Pollard.
I don't want him.
Well, I hope he goes somewhere because I traded for him last year and now I feel like an idiot.
I feel like he just had a bad season. He's not a goal line running back and he's better in the platoon. I was like, if the Cowboys get Derrick Henry, let him be the short yardage back. Let him be the goal line back. And you got to remember, Pollard still this year, he had 1,200 total yards, something like that. He just was terrible at the goal line. The Cowboys really had no really running goal line threat.
If the Cowboys sign Derrick Henry, why should Tony Pollard even stay? Why would he stay?
Because Tony Pollard,
you guys are going to pay him starting running back money? Why should he stay? I have Derrick Henry go there. I'm not staying there
because
if I was Tony Pollard.
Pollard season this year was down from it was in 2022. So we make it get him on a cheaper price knowing we can benefit off him having a down season.
But if the money's the same, why is Pollard staying? I'd go play where I could be the number one running back.
Right. That definitely could. But a lot of people pay you as a number one running back. Mind you, Pollard, the running back who's not going to get $10 million like we franchise tagged him at last year.
No.
He's going to fall between that 5 and 9 range per year, probably closer to 5.
Yeah, but if you sign a short contract, a 1 or 2 year, if he does a 1 year deal for $5 million, show that last year was a fluke. and be a starting running back. I mean, if I was, I just think that's a bad play. If you're Tony Pollard, if the money's the same, I wouldn't stay if Derrick Henry was there.
I don't know what team would take him though.
I mean, what do you think? A lot of teams that would take him. I mean, that's a team that's going to be up at running backs and stuff like that. Because some of these teams we're talking about, he could be a replacement for, well, not the Titans. The Titans, I believe the Titans have their running back there, that young boy.
Or the Ravens, like we said.
If the Rakers get Henry, or say if the Giants might may want to dibble and dabble with Pollard if they lose Barkley. You know, like these running backs going to other teams create openings. The Chargers might want to get him. Like, is he crazy?
To me.
No, I think the Chargers want to. They want a running back from
college.
College. Jim Harbaugh wants a running back from.
I still compare Pollard with a running back because I'm good. He put in his best work when he was splitting time with Elliott. So that's just my theory of him coming back and splitting time with Henry. One, Henry's older. We don't know how much juice he have left. He had some really down games last year. He showed some flashes, and he having a down game. So why not use Henry for his size and short running ability to have use Pollard to have a thunder and lightning concept? But you what know, you say too makes sense too. Well, yeah. He could maybe go somewhere he could get more opportunities, or he might feel, you never know, he might feel like he performed better off of less. Like, less is more.
I know if I'm the Giants, I'm not. If Pollard's asking for $5 million, I might as well just go ahead and pay Saquon $10 million, you know.
Oh, that's how you feel?
Yes, because I think he can do more on the field. Like, he's already shown that he could be a number one running back in the league and be a top five running back by himself. So, with no help around him, really. So,
right. That's the thing with Barkley. How you know he want to go back with no help? He might want to go to a team with more help.
Well, that's true, but you know, money always counts for something. If you could outpay the next guy, I mean, sure, a lot of people leave for the ring, but most people stay for the money, and that's a fact.
That's 100% fact for most players, not all, but most.
Yeah, the majority, they will stay for the money.
And this player right here, I wouldn't mind to have him paired with Pollard. Josh Jacobs hitting the market. So how y'all feel about Josh Jacobs?
That's interesting.
Well, you go.
I was just gonna say I don't know. Josh Jacobs. Sorry.
How old is he? I'm assuming
26.
Yep.
Yeah, they were saying the Ravens were looking.
He just
at him
turned
too.
26.
Yeah, the Ravens, because the Ravens didn't end for running back. So I think Barkley, Henry, Jacobs, because they have a speed running back in Mitchell. So Pollard and Eckler might be out the picture. But Barkley, Jacobs, and Henry, I think they're definitely in the picture for the Ravens in the style I'm assuming they're looking for. Because they have Keaton Mitchell, the 4.2, 4.3 speedster, who got hurt toward the end of the year. So they have somebody they can pair with the bruising styles of each of these running back brains, that Barkley brains, bruising with elusiveness
and speed. Yeah.
Right.
I think Barkley's the best all around. Well, him and Eckler are the best overall all around backs available, you know, unless Eckler did the major fall off. We don't know yet, but this pure
well,
talent.
Josh Jacobs was good last year, not this year, the year before last. Yeah. He was really good.
Okay. So that was a little touch in on some football running back that's going to be out there on the market. Wait, let's talk about a receiver. Mike Evans. Let's go Mike Evans. What y'all think Mike Evans should? What do you think he should?
I thought they were doing a deal with him. I thought Tampa was doing a deal with him.
Deal not out for sure yet. It's not out there for sure. I know somebody tweeted that the Chiefs would be a good look for him. I was like, man.
Oh yeah.
But let me ask you. See, to me, that's dumb. Like, so who wouldn't be good on the Chiefs, though? Like, I mean, who wouldn't be better playing with Patrick? I mean, I don't know. Like, oh, the Chiefs is a good fit for everybody, though. That to me, that's too easy. Like,
so where would you say
I think
would
he'd
be a great good fit for him?
I think it'd be great in San Diego.
Because of Mike Williams always hurt and Keenan Allen.
Yep, it's getting up there in age. Yep, I think he'd be great in.
I would like to know if they're going to get traded. I want to see if Jim's going to trade them, get rid of them. I want to see. That's a big thing over here. If Jim
trade Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
I think you might as well just cut them. You ain't going to get much for trading them. Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen, he scored touchdowns. He's still good.
Yeah, but he's old. He's older. I believe what Keenan Allen is about, what, 33 maybe?
Alexa, how old is Keenan Allen? No, 31. I thought he was older than that.
Yeah, me too. He surely get hurt like that, but he got hurt sometime last year. Never came back. So
he's been hurt every year, at least that I've been playing fantasy. He's been hurt every year. So
you know what? I think it would be pretty cool if he go to B-more. Now, B-more to Jackson don't pass a lot. It's just that
the threat is there.
Be cool. Yeah. Like the threat is there. That'll open up the running game. You know, I don't know. But for fantasy, I wouldn't want him to go there. For fantasy, I would want him to go to somewhere like somewhere you can be the long solo receiver and get all the live.
I was thinking about him over the Giants, actually. That was the first team. When I first heard that he was a free agent after the season, I'm like, how old is he, about 30, Mike Evans?
30. He was drafted in 2014.
Alexa, how old is Mike Evans?
32, 31.
30. Yeah.
Okay. So
they were talking about him going to the Falcons, but they were saying that Tampa Bay wants him. They don't want to. They don't.
Yeah, they don't have to pay him then. You know.
PAYUP. I'm gonna save this topic for next week because I ain't really get a chance to dive in like I want to, which is the top five starting positions from the 1970s. Did you have a chance to dive into that, Ricardo?
I did not, no.
Okay, so we can save that for next week.
Yeah.
And have that with some baseball. Love basketball and baseball. Take the
and kids. We didn't even do our criteria. Like, because in the top of my head, I'm like, okay, Magic Johnson and Bird were drafted in 79, but they only played one season in the 70s. So would it be fair to put them on the team? You know, like, no, I don't know.
I don't think, because he didn't play in the 70s. You know, he was drafted in 79. I believe they have to play the majority of years.
Yeah, you gotta play at least 4 years in the... I say you should have to play at least 4 years in that decade.
I was saying at least 5 or 6 to me, in my mind, I was thinking. Yeah, that decade for it to count, because... That, you know, 4 years might be 6 years in another decade, and he might qualify for the other decade.
So. Hey... You know, Jordan would be in the 80s and the 90s then.
Right. You know, right. But he also played 7 years in the 80s.
Yeah. Or look at Allen Iverson came out in 96. That was a great 4 years he had in the 90s, man. Like, he probably still wouldn't make it on that 90s list, but I mean, you know.
But he might make it in the 2000s or the 2010s list, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, well, you know, 2000,
the 2000s list, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. We got coming to criteria, but I think a 5 or maybe 6 game.
So stay tuned, folks. Y'all know what's coming now.
right. Got to be more careful.
Got to.
So, we go into an NFL player. Tyreek Hill is being sued for allegedly breaking a woman's leg. So this woman is a social media star. She has about a little bit over 2 million followers.
Never heard of her.
But
that's fair. You know, social media stars is different. You either know them or you don't. So
Yeah. So she has a big following. Her son was trained by Tyreek Hill with his camp in May of last year. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to work out because she's a plus size model as well, 6'1 plus size. And she wanted to kind of tone up and work out with Tyreek Hill so he could get her toned up. She liked how he got her son really shaped in shape and ready for stuff like that. So there was training. She pushed Tyreek Hill. He fell back, and they say reportedly that his mother, brother, and girlfriend was laughing at him as he got pushed back by the woman and fell on the ground. And he got up and charged her full speed and pushed her into the ground, which she slammed, hit the ground hard, fractured her leg. He asked her to stay there until she was able to move or get around. He tried to offer a place to stay and try to take care of her. And She said she still deal with the pain of her leg, where it fractured at, and she is suing.
And money will fix that problem.
Yep. She'll rub the money on her aching leg.
Mm-hmm.
So she's actually suing him now, which she put in the suit on in February, I believe. I hope I'm not getting that mixed up with another article. Because it's at a phone, I'm not able to toggle through like I want to. But, yeah, so Tyreek Hill, something else, you know, allegedly he had punched a 50-something-year-old guy in the face, but nothing really came of that. And
but what are we supposed to have done to fix this 56-year-old man? Hey, you ain't too old to be punched in the face at 56. Get out of here, bro.
It was at an airport, but I don't know what the guy did. They say reportedly the guy supposed to ask for it.
See, I'm not ageist, Blades. Anybody can get it.
Okay. That's crazy.
No, but I feel so weird about this story because I'm like, obviously he was embarrassed and he took it too far, right?
Right.
But they were friends, and it sounds like he was very remorseful over what happened.
No, they wasn't friends like that.
They said they were friends in the article, though.
She said that after the son was there, after the son was in there in July, he was like, I really like your son. I would like to take you out sometime and meet you. And that's how their relationship had started from there. They really didn't know each other before the training camp thing in May.
Yeah, but they're friends. I mean, it doesn't matter how long you know somebody to be, you know what I'm saying? Like,
friends ain't breaking friends' legs. I don't know.
He didn't break her leg on purpose, bro. Like, you think
he purposely? No, he did. He purposely got
He did not know when he hit that woman, he was going to break her leg, bro.
He's a football player.
No, that's true. Got up
and ran full speed at this woman. Allegedly. Instead of just laughing it off. Yeah. Allegedly, which is in the article.
Right.
But what they know for fact, her leg is broken.
No, that's true. Yes, no, I think he really did too much because he was embarrassed. But
don't be embarrassed if you're doing something. You let other people, you know, it's kind of like a high school mind where other people laugh at you, then you react off with other people laughing what they say.
But that, yeah. But, no, he was definitely immature. Don't get me wrong, but I guess I'm, you know, get your money, I guess, at the end of the day. I mean, you're the one with the broken leg.
You deserve. Yeah. You deserve it. Like, I don't know. But yeah. I got you, though. I guess you look at that and they could be friends, but I guess so. I don't know, though.
I mean, I'm just telling you what the article is. The article said they was friends.
Right, yeah. I missed that part, but I got you. Let me see what we got right here. The Coyotes, which is a hockey team, had put Adam Shiosky on unconditional waivers to terminate his contract.
If he's in love with the Google.
After the forward was on social media with white powder substance appearing to be cocaine on his nose and a credit card and some powder on the table.
Let me tell you.
People, I don't understand what's wrong with these guys. These guys are idiots.
Even if it was fake, right? He was just pretending to be doing a line of cocaine. Why? You're a professional athlete making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars. Like, why would you? I mean, is that the image you want? A cocaine?
Yeah, and plus he was just being signed and picked up. He was at a $1.9 million contract. He's not a star, but he was like a little young up and coming, which they wanted to take a shot on him and just gave him a $1.9 million contract.
Yeah, I'll take $1.9 right now. Sign me up. I can't skate neither, but I mean, I can hand out water on the side or some Gatorade.
Yeah, but they were going to try to groom him up and see what they can get out of him and stuff. So
yeah, I can't even say it's unfortunate. It's just dumb. You don't have to record every aspect of our lives for the world to see. We really don't. Young people would acknowledge this fact. Like, you just didn't see this stuff 20 years ago because people, I don't know. I feel like it's a catch 22. It's a the gift and the curse. Like, I love the fact that we have the opportunity to share our lives with people, but at the same time, especially when you're a celebrity or a person of note, you got to realize you could get in trouble for that stuff. Like, not, you know, like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of like it when there was no social media back in the day. There was, it was tamer. Now social media is out of control.
Right.
I love
it. It'd be crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you got to take the good with the bad, I guess. But you got to.
And everyone wants to be famous.
Yep. For the clout. Everybody does it for the clout. Snorting cocaine. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
So back to another athlete with his share of problems, David Arnett, in 2020 first round pick with the Raiders.
Don't even remember.
He arrested on gun and meth charges last month. His lawyers pushed back and said the meth he had was for.
He had a prescription.
He had a prescription for, like, he's weaning himself off meth or something?
So I had
Actually, I saw what you put in there, but go.
Yeah. So actually, meth is used, but way smaller than than making ice. What's the other name for it, Blade? It's another name.
Crystal meth.
Crystal meth. But I'm talking about the medical name they gave it for. It's a medical name for a lower
dose. Methadone? Dose of meth.
Let me see if I can
methadine?
Find it. Methadine? Yeah, he's also found with a handgun. And so the lawyer said he shouldn't have been arrested. So everything is pending on them proving that that was a prescription and that wasn't actual meth for medicinal drugs.
So if he has a prescription, then no worries. Like, you know.
Yeah, but the handgun.
He couldn't prove it, so he was.
So what about the handgun? Was it a legal handgun or no? Illegal handgun.
What state did he get arrested in?
Yeah, he had the legal handgun too. Yeah.
Was it legal or illegal?
Mm-hmm. Illegal.
Oh.
Well, so you
don't get arrested
for
illegal handguns now? That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Some places they might let you go. I'm like, oh, treat it like you, like a traffic violation, like you did an illegal U-turn or something.
Let me see. They said methamphetamine could be prescribed, specific medical conditions, obesities, ADHD, but at a smaller amount. Doctors got to be very careful in prescribing methamphetamine to patients.
Oh, some methamphetamine. Okay.
But it's another. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I had the other name too, but I don't. But it's another name I couldn't pronounce, but I thought y'all may have known anyway.
Yeah.
That they use a smaller dose of what, you know.
Yeah, it could be like, the methamphetamine could mean a lot of things, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see if he can clear, because don't forget, the Raiders cut him after he was on a video. We talked about it too in our earlier days of the podcast when he was on a video with a handgun and fighting a woman or pointing at a woman or something like that. And he instantly got cut. And then Chargers picked him up. Not the Chargers, Chiefs picked him up on a future deal. Then did something again and they released him. So, he's
This guy is a hard head.
Hard head, make a soft tuchus.
Mm-hmm.
So, next topic. The Vermont girls basketball team, which is a high school basketball team in Vermont, was banned from playing tournament after forfeiting a tournament game against a team with a transgender player. So,
now they can't play at all?
Yes. So, the coach of the Vermont team said they had a transgender player. He said that was unfair. He said they had went and talked it over with Vermont brass and parents of the girls' basketball team players and said that's not fair. A boy genetics is different than a girl. He don't want none of his girl players to get hurt knowing that the transgender is now a girl, but he looks at it as a boy genetics and stronger and more powerful than a natural female. And he's like, it's not right for them to be hurt. So Vermont, when they withdrawed out the tournament, Vermont banned their school from any sports activities in the state of Vermont. Now they're going to court over it, which Vermont's, the state of Vermont and the people over there saying it's unfair to, they say they can control their players, but to willingly take away another player and their opportunity to play based on, oh, they say a specific thing. They're like based on
gender orientation
and some other stuff as well that's completely unfair to the young lady who is transgender now. So, you know, that's the thing that's going to war.
I thought they did a ruling on it, on hormones. I thought it was hormones. How much,
that was in a certain state. That wasn't in Vermont, though. That was in Maryland.
Okay. So if you have a certain amount of hormones, you're not allowed to be a cross-gender athlete. So, like, you had to take suppressants to suppress your hormones and stuff like that. I thought that was...
But that was also a college thing we were talking about, too. This is a high school team, and that was a different state as well.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I don't think there's any federal laws on that, so
it's going to be different all over. But
No, I'm talking about the Olympics. The Olympics did it.
I wish I remembered the lady's name. The lady from... She's from an African country.
She's from South Africa.
And she does have high levels of... she's not transgender. She just happens to have a high level of testosterone in her body.
Because she's got both men parts and women parts.
Gotcha.
In her body.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let her run.
I thought it was all about the hormones. What the Olympics and stuff did that. I figured it would have trickled down to all sports, but I guess.
No, every state has its own governing rule. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
I'm torn on that. Man, that's a harsh punishment for that team, though. Like, to not be able to play in any tournament, like, that's like, I'm not saying
as far as in the state of Virginia, they can go play basketball or football against Maryland, but the state of Vermont, no.
Most
of your rivals,
are in your state. This is high school, so I mean, you're not really leaving your state too much.
Right, I only played like two out of state games in Mississippi. I went to Pearl River. I went to River. Like, it went to a couple of schools, but the bulk of my high school days was in my district and in the city.
Vermont's pretty liberal. Mm-hmm. Liberal.
Home of Bernie Sanders.
Yep. So that's what's going on with that. Okay, now we're about to get to colleges, man. So some colleges want fans to stop storming the court permanently. So Duke got upset, and their star basketball player was ran over by a storming crowd and hurt his knee. He's going to be out probably for the duration of the season. And now people is angry about that, trying to ban it in basketball. The great Jay Billis, who covers basketball, college basketball, he said fans should be arrested for on the court. So Richard Jefferson was like, that sounds pretty crazy. And Jay Billis is like, the media enables this. He's like, at one point, TV never showed fans storming it because they didn't want to promote it. But now the analysts and everybody promoted it, and it's not cool because players look at the player getting hurt and you lost a star player. Now, Richard Jefferson said when he was in college, he got stormed about four or five times before. Mm-hmm. He was like, good thing he ain't got hurt, but he's like, that's a part of the college experience. And he's like, Jay Billis and everybody overblowing something that maybe happened once or twice in the history of 40 years of college football. I mean, basketball, I'm sorry. And, you know, it was just different thought processes, but they are really thinking about trying to find a way to storming courts get banned some type of way. So what y'all guys think?
Well, you go.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think Jefferson has a point, but put it like this. Are we going to wait till somebody dies to stop it or critique it? or change it or whatever? Like, because when you have 10,000 people, up to 10,000 people rushing the court, okay, let's even say 5,000 people, even 1,000 people rushing the court, it could be a very dangerous situation. Like, I've always thought it looked kind of dangerous. It looked fun, but if I was a player on the court, and I'm going to tell you this, I think this happened, this didn't happen at Duke's stadium, did it? This arena, this happened on the road for them?
I think. I'm not sure
because what happened on the road. Because I'm just like, sure. Keep that same energy now. Duke fans can't storm the court neither. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Well, there's criticism about it because they were saying that the people that are complaining are the losers.
Yeah, the losers.
But I'm yeah, like,
the loser teams are complaining, and the winning team don't care. And another thing is,
but the winning criticism. Team they could get hurt too. I mean,
yeah, that's true. But they were saying that they've been doing this for. This is a tradition. They've been doing this in college for years.
40 years. You know?
Well, hazing was also a tradition too. So I mean, that's just something that's a tradition crazy. Doesn't mean it's necessarily a good thing.
What do you say was a
hazing?
Hazing.
Oh, hazing. Yeah.
So that to me, that doesn't mean anything. That's because something is tradition like, doesn't mean.
Well, let's see the Duke upset at higher seed and see what they fans do. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep that.
Yeah, are you telling me they never beat North Carolina and stormed the court?
Okay. So we definitely have to see about that. Okay, so a judge have upheld a decision requiring the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, to take a paternity test as part of a legal dispute with a 27-year-old woman who's claiming to be his daughter.
I thought you were going to say it was the mother.
No, so the article says that, she says that,
this was, you know, going Jerry on Jones for a while.
Married since 63. Yes, but it, you know, the coach has stopped it, but now she has switched it from a lawsuit for money and switched it to a paternity case now.
But here's so, my thing. I'm sorry to cut you off, buddy. Let's say that woman is his daughter. What does she get out of it?
But that's why I was about to tell the whole thing. So let me finish. So, that's the thing. She turned it to, I guess, for it to be overturned, and now he have to take, because he didn't have to do it at first. Mm-hmm. But at first, they said that, of course, her mom was married at the time. Jerry Jones been married since 63 when they supposed to had this affair in the mid-90s. And Jerry Jones reportedly, by their side, said that he paid just under $375,000, mm-hmm. and was going to give her a lump sum of money until she was 18, and then give her another lump sum at 21, 26, and 28 years old.
Well, so apparently he was paying. Apparently he was paying the mother off. He was paying her mother off.
Yes, was getting not only is she getting the $375, she was getting money for her daughter, but he left a lump sum of money for her at 18, and then three more times she got money at 21, 26, and she's gonna get another lump sum at 28. She's 27 now, and there were also articles saying she's a legit multimillionaire right now.
So what does she want?
She wants the world to know Jerry Jones is her dad.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess she wants to be in the inheritance. I don't know.
It don't work like that.
I don't know if she's broke. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's because you're somebody's child doesn't mean you have to give them your money. So even if, right. You know, I mean, she ain't getting nothing. Unless he wanted to have something.
I guess she wants him to acknowledge her.
Okay.
To acknowledge her.
Maybe.
Maybe so. Everybody might work different. I know. I wouldn't want to be acknowledged like that. I wouldn't want to,
Well, she doesn't want to feel like she's a mistake.
I guess so. I mean, I don't get that mindset.
I'll be a mistake if I'm 21 years old with $2.5 million in my bank account. I'll be that mistake.
It's an expensive mistake. I don't know about y'all.
I'll be that mistake, and I don't need no acknowledgement. Yeah. I got Benjamins every night to acknowledge me.
Yeah, I'd rather be the $2.5 million bastard instead of the
$500 legit kids.
Right. Right, man. So I don't know. So we'll see what comes from this.
Absolutely.
And we about to go. Huh?
I said, ain't nothing going to come from this, man.
Right. Either he is or he ain't.
Oh, and yeah,
she might make a big deal or she not.
Right. And like, you know what's crazy? If that ain't his kid, I'm like, damn, what the hell I give her all this money for?
Man, 18 years. All these 18 birthday 5 times.
Was his?
Allegedly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we about to go to He Went Crazy.
Crazy.
So He Went Crazy might make Ricardo smile on the inside. So Nikola Jokic, the Joker, Jones, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook as the only three players to triple double against every team in the NBA.
All that. Kudos to him. Mm-hmm. Best passing big man of all time. No arguments.
So, so you're a big time Joker fan, man.
I am. I just acknowledge.
Make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
I nodded to him. No, I nodded. I didn't feel warm and I can't feel too warm and fuzzy for somebody ain't on my team. You know. But
I guess because I got him.
Yeah, I have no share.
You don't have him out on one team,
huh?
You don't have him on not one team.
No, nope.
The first time in 4 years. Huh?
You're lucky. I never even had a chance to pick him, except for an auction league, right. And I wasn't there. So
you wasn't there, yeah.
I got him, especially for $67. Yeah, I would have. Because last time I paid $70 for him, so
right. So that was definitely would have $3. The $3 cheap.
Yeah.
Right. You're like, oh, this is only $3 less. Huh? I could put that dollar on $2.
Pretty much.
Else. Right, right. Official Hall of Famer right now?
Yes. If he retired right now, he's in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely. You don't got to do nothing else. I said this last year, right? As soon as they won the championship, I said, he's already in the Hall of Fame. You don't even got to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't. Remember, it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. It's just the Hall of Fame. He's
Basketball
the, Hall of Yeah, Fame. And he's the best player from his country ever. So, from Serbia, he's the best. The only person even close from that region of the world is Luka Doncic. And Luka Doncic still got to put in a couple of years.
All right, all right. So, we're at the end of the podcast, man, and I'm going to shut us down this week. Mm-hmm. So, I want to give a shout out to Dodge Radio because y'all hearing us on Dodge Radio. Make sure you support that. Ask your smart device to download Dodge Radio so y'all can enjoy many of the different services they have, I want to say, I guess, or different shows. We have sports. They have country, rap, R&B.
Metal, and it's
different times.
Rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything you need, mm-hmm. Dodge Radio have. Also, shout out to those who check us out once again on the podcast side. If you're on Apple, please give us a 5-star rating and please follow us.
Yeah, rate us on Spotify too. Yeah, man.
Spotify too, yeah. And you can follow me at @TheSportsCypher. It's Cypher with a Y for those who are new. Sports Cypher with a Y. And what's the other
Twitter and the main Twitter handle is DA Sports Cypher with a Y @TheSportsCypher.
All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all spending time with us and continue to check us out. Continue to support the Cypher boys. And you know our motto, we give the people what they want.
That's right. Yeah. And don't break your friend's legs, please.
Give me,
please.
And give me not... Saquon Barkley. Cowboys.
Cowboys. See Lamb come up. Watch.
I want to see how much they're going to. I'm waiting to see how much they're going to pay Dak.
They'll pay Dak 60, CeeDee Lamb 35, and then.
Jesus, 35.
Hey, man, that's his turn.
I'm keeping that same energy. Turn. Keeping that same energy, Cardo. You can't see I'm switching up now.
About what?
Same energy. By saying a receiver getting paid 35, you know, I said that with JJJ, Lamb gonna be somewhere. Especially if you have another year like he had.
Yeah, this depends on where he falls on the like. It just depends on. Yeah, you got by the time he comes up, he might get $40 million. Like you like the way it's moving. I mean, who knows? We'll see. Although that's definitely the second highest paid position on the field.
And then receiver the second highest paid?
Yeah, so it looks to me. Yep. I mean, I don't think there's any. I don't think any pass rushers are making $35 million.
Oh, you're talking about when that happens?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I think they're gonna be the second highest paid position once this round of wide receiver
free agents. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. All right, y'all. Cypher boys.
All right, we out.
Peace.